Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking you to the Elliott Ness Museum in Countersport, Pennsylvania.
Hi, my name's Steve Green. I'm the director and founder of the Elliott Ness Museum in Countersport.
So, Steve, what can guests expect when they make the trip to Countersport, PA's Elliott Ness Museum? What will they get to explore?
They'll really get to learn what I call the main three chapters of Elliott Ness in his life. Chicago, which is what most people are familiar with, but also Cleveland, which were some of the most important years of his life. And then they can't leave the museum without understanding why there is an Elliott Ness Museum in Countersport and what Ness did in Countersport.
So for those people listening who may not know, who is or who was Elliott Ness and what prompted his name to gain national recognition?
Elliott Ness is actually, in my view, America's most famous lawman, and he actually gained recognition internationally during his time because he's largely credited with taking down Al Capone in Chicago during the Roaring Twenties and America's greatest failed experiment called Prohibition.
Wow. And his story really showed up in the TV show that started in the 50s called The Untouchables.
Right. In fact, that's really what launched Elliott Ness's fame. And the reason that's so important to Countersport is because the book, The Untouchables, was written in Countersport when Ness lived in Countersport the last 8 months of his life. The book was actually written in the hotel across the street from the Elliott Ness Museum in the Hotel Crittenden. And Desilu Studios then bought the rights to the book and produced a TV series called The Untouchables, starring Robert Stack. And that ran from 59 to 62.
Starring Robert Stack as Elliott Ness. Co-starring Richard Anderson.
And that's what made Ness famous. Wow. Ironically, it all happened after Ness died. So he never knew of the fame he achieved.
Oh, wow. Now, you've got some special events that are coming up. Tell us about some of those.
Yeah, we hold a festival every year here in Countersport, an Elliott Ness Festival. We held our first one in 2018, our second one in 2019, shortly after which we started the museum. And then we had the COVID cancel 20 and 21. But we're working hard to put together this year's festival, which will be the third weekend this July, the 15th through the 17th. So we celebrate and teach the life and times of Ness, including his times in Chicago, his time in Cleveland, where he virtually turned around the city of Cleveland to the point where it was nicknamed by the time he left the safest city in America, having started as being as dangerous as Chicago was in the 20s. And then his final days here in Countersport, where he died, but actually achieved his fame and the story of the Untouchables was born and told.
Steve, you are the founder of the museum, and like you said, it started not long ago. What's the admission fee to get into the Elliott Ness Museum, and are there any special hours?
We're an admission-free nonprofit museum, and no particular hours right now. We operate by appointment and with what virtually turns out to be private tours at the time, but we do open for certain hours during other events.
So folks will want to call ahead and make arrangements in advance.
Absolutely, yes. But we will be open throughout the festival that I mentioned, the 15th to the 17th, with actually a couple of events scheduled, ticketed events scheduled on Saturday the 16th. One is a reception with actual descendants of the Untouchables. I'd like to mention a fellow named Scott Sroka. He's bringing all these other descendants here for that reception. And the second event is an author's reception and book signing with two of the most authoritative authors on Elliott Ness, A. Brad Schwartz from East Lansing, Michigan, and our very own hometown Paul W. Heimel, who's written three books on Ness also. That reception will be also that Saturday.
So a lot going on in July. And what about the monthly dinners? Can you tell us a little bit about those?
We had to cancel those when the pandemic hit, but we plan to resume what you're referring to are our Capone soup kitchen days, We hope to resume those early fall when it gets a little colder. And that's a reflection of when Capone was in Chicago and he had the notorious image he deserved of being a heinous gangster. He held soup kitchens for the poor and the unemployed to try to garner a better image. So we have a soup kitchen event monthly at the museum where our cast from the festival come dressed the part and we serve soup served by gangsters.
Sounds like a fun time. So, Steve, where can people learn more about Countersport, PA and the Elliott Ness Museum?
Well, the Elliott Ness Museum website, and we have a Facebook page, the Elliott Ness Museum Facebook page. We also have an Elliott Ness Festival website and an Elliott Ness Festival webpage. And you can learn all about Countersport and the whole region on Visit Potter Tioga's website.
Excellent. And maybe you mentioned this. Why in the world did Elliott Ness end up in Countersport? What was his reason?
Good question. Ness came to Countersport in 1956 on what turned out to be a failed business venture. It was a company called the Northridge Development Corporation, a watermarking business that had a proprietary formula for watermarking documents to prevent forgery. He also intended to retire here, but the company was failing. And after about 8 months, he was trying to recover the losses of his investors, went home one day. And by the way, his first office was upstairs of this museum. And he went home to his house across the street, across the block, the Courthouse Square, not feeling well, was drawing a glass of water from his kitchen sink and dropped dead of a heart attack, dropped dead. And he was only 54. And it was only 8 months after he had come to Countersport.
And now we're all sad.
Yes, but it was during those 8 months that he was interviewed by a guy named Oscar Fraley in the hotel I mentioned, the Hotel Crittenden, across the street from the museum. Ness told Fraley about his exploits with Capone in Chicago, and it was Fraley who authored the book, The Untouchables. So the most consequential point about Countersport is that the story of The Untouchables was born and written in Countersport.
Thank you for shedding light on history that probably many of us didn't even know. We didn't know that connection to Elliott Ness.
Yes, very few people know that history.
A Desilu production.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us next week as we visit a new destination in New York State.